Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about C.J. Verdell, the running back from Oregon in our NFL Draft Prospect Special is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, Jeremiah? Talking about the young running back out of Oregon, hoping to make a name for himself come April in the draft. I can't wait to talk about this exciting running back here today.
Absolutely. And for all your best running back coverage, quarterback coverage, and every other amazing position in this NFL draft, all of our amazing viewers, please stay with us. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are really excited to serve you here live on our show and on our podcast every single week here at 100 Yards of Football. So, Mr. Logan Landers, please, without further ado, tell us, C.J. Verdell. We said Verdell, right?
Yeah, Verdell.
Yeah. Yeah, forgive me if I mispronounce your name, brother. C.J. Verdell, the running back from Oregon. We would love to know where this young man is going to end up and what are his prospects coming into the draft and what gets us excited about this young running back.
Let's do it. So this guy it's an up and down journey, and I'll get to that more in a second. But let's go through the numbers, right? Let's crunch the numbers here and see what he's done at Oregon throughout his tenure for the 5'8". 211-pound running back. 2018, first season, came out the gates strong. 202 attempts, the most in his career. 1,018 yards, pretty solid. A 5.0 average with 10 touchdowns. So overall, looking very good. Fresh coming out the gate. You think, man, this guy's going to be electric. All right, 2019, a little bit of a down year in some aspects, right? 197 carries, 1,220 yards. 6.2 average per rush and 8 touchdowns. When I say he went down, I just meant the touchdowns and a little bit less attempts. But then, unfortunately, Jeremiah, like we see a lot of very promising young players, injury strike at the worst time, and also in 2020 with Oregon. Obviously, COVID happened too. With Oregon, you know, they didn't play in a whole lot of games being out there in the Pac-12. So they did have a limited season, but for what he did have on the field, he managed to get 65 carries, 285 yards, a 4.4 average with 3 touchdowns. So like I said, injuries, COVID, everything going on, not a solid year. And then again, in 2021, injuries hurt this guy one more time. I believe he went out in October and missed the rest of the season with, a thumb or a leg injury. I can't remember which one off the top of my head, but 78 carries, 406 yards, a 5.2 average, and 6 touchdowns. As for the receiving game, those numbers also went down throughout the years. In 2018, he had 27 catches for 315 yards with 2 touchdowns. 2019, 14 catches, 125 yards. And 2020, 9 catches for 96. And then this past year, 8 catches for 74 with a touchdown. So overall, when you look at the numbers, right, you see the first 2 years, super impressive. And then the last two, a little bit so-so, but he showed earlier in his career that he's got that really good potential. And then, but he also showed, and I think why he's slipping some in this draft is these last 2 years, he's been hurt. I mean, that's going to affect your draft stock every which way if you're missing games in college. And that's unfortunately the case it is for C.J. Verdell. But let's talk more about his strengths, what he can improve on, and how he can move up the draft boards potentially in just a little bit over a month in April. So some strength about him. He's got really good speed and acceleration and a second gear downfield. He gets that extra boost, right? He's a good size, good frame, like I mentioned. He is 5'8", 211 pounds. But you can see on the screen, he's pretty stocky, right? He's good for that size. He's got a good build to him. He's a solid receiver, I mentioned, right? If you need to throw him the ball, he's going to catch it a good majority of the time. He's got that good burst and lateral quickness you need to kind of get around defenders and juke them out. He's a compact and strong runner with a thick lower half. You can see those tree trunk legs he's got running on the screen there. He lives in the weight room. He's always working out. He's coordinated. He's got good feet, good acceleration, and he's going to run between the tackles, right? He can also run, go in and out of the hole, run through some guys, give him a mean shoulder or a stiff arm if he needs him to. So he's got that going for him. His 40 time was a 4.41, so very solid speed there for him. But some things he could improve on, obviously, right, you got to stay healthy. That's number one. But some other things that I think that CJ Verdell can do, sometimes he can be a little hesitant at the line of scrimmage, like we see with certain running backs. You get the ball, you freeze for a second, you analyze what you can do, and sometimes that split second is the difference between gaining 10 yards and only gaining 3. And so sometimes he can be a little bit indecisive when it comes to picking out which hole he wants to go through. He doesn't always read the blocks the best sometimes, too. Instead of missing a slight hole, right, he could maybe just want to run behind his big offensive lineman and kind of just have them push him instead. He is easy to tackle sometimes, too. He is easy to get down on contact. So someone who, if you know, he's fighting for the extra yardage or if he's almost there, he might not get it all the time. If he can get a good wrap tackle on him. And in terms of blocking, not the most efficient, not the best in terms of his technique. He's not going to really do a whole lot to kind of just stand in the way of opposing defenders. They're just going to kind of use him as a roadblock and just shove him out the way, as opposed to him, you know, standing his ground, staying still, and protecting his quarterback. So I think overall, when you look at the final package of this guy, someone who in his early years had a lot of potential, past 2 years haven't gone the best for him. I mean, they've been decent, but nothing too explosive. A decent in the passing game, nothing really to speak of in the blocking game. But if you can get this guy in the late round, right, maybe a fourth, fifth round or whatever, have him as someone you can have on a third down yardage on the goal line, or just find some certain schemes or packages you can throw him in, I think that would be best for him. I like this guy. It's just I think the injuries have hurt his career, and I think that's why he's going to fall in the draft so far. But he is still a serviceable running back. Like I said, he's still solid, and he can provide some good depth to any team he would go to. But I think with just all the injuries going on and some of the weaknesses I mentioned, that's why I think he's going to go maybe anywhere from fourth round to sixth round in the draft, kind of a project piece. And whatever team gets him, he'll be on that depth chart, right, sticking around. But I think you can definitely find some plays for this guy and some packages, some formations to get him in. Like I said, I can see him being maybe a third down back, which isn't bad. I mean, if you need that crucial first down, just hand it off to this guy, and he can give you that little push you need. And he could, you know, like I said, all these guys that I lift is a depth chart piece. That doesn't mean they can't work their way up to a starter. You never know. He could really ball out in training camp or whatever and have a Hall of Fame career. You never know with these guys. We're just here to analyze based off what they did in college, man. I mean, some guys did great in college, didn't pan out in the NFL. Some guys didn't do nothing in college and became Hall of Famers. We're just here to talk about these guys. But overall, I think CJ Verdell still has a little bit of fight left in him, and I think he'll have a serviceable career in the NFL for a long time.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Oh yeah, we want to see CJ Verdell having that long career, getting drafted. We want to see where he goes, and everybody watching, we want to know where you think he's going to go What round do you think he'll be drafted? And what do we have to look forward to from your perspective? Did we hit all the marks? I feel like we did because we've got our amazing host, Logan Landers, who does his research and covers all the amazing stats. But let us know anything that you want to hear more about CJ Verdell, about Oregon, and about the drafts. So put those into our comments. And thank you so much for watching our live broadcast. And thank you again so much for listening to our podcast. And if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. 100 Yards of Football, wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's on Amazon, on Google, on your home device where you say, hey, play 100 Yards of Football podcast, and it'll start playing immediately right after that with our latest episode. So listen to us over there on Apple Podcasts and anywhere that you love to listen to podcasts. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, our host, for that NFL draft prospect of CJ Verdell, the running back from Oregon. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.